Amnesty International says migrants, asylum seekers, and refugees fleeing conflict and violence often face abuse and extortion in Europe. The rights group says many also find themselves in legal limbo in Macedonia, Serbia, and Hungary. While more than 60,000 migrants and refugees have crossed the Mediterranean from Libya to Europe, an equal number has taken a different route. They first traveled to Turkey, followed by a short boat ride to the Greek islands. From there, they try to make their way through Macedonia, Serbia, and Hungary. That's the group that Amnesty International is raising concerns about in its new report, Europe's Borderlands. Amnesty's Balkans team researcher, Sean Jones, is tracking their movements.
What we're finding is that at each of the borders, there are pushbacks. People are being pushed back from Macedonia into Greece. And there is quite a large presence at the border of Macedonian police. And we understand maybe some Macedonian military.
Refugees and migrants have been taking the Balkans route since 2014. Most are Syrians, but others are from Afghanistan, Egypt, Eritrea, Iraq, Nigeria, Somalia, Sudan, and Tunisia.
What we do is we follow the journey that people make through the region and we look at the human rights violations.
Jones says there are dangers. Nearly 30 are believed to have been struck and killed by trains in the Balkans. The refugees and migrants follow the rails to towns and cities.
They're also subject to abuses by armed gangs who rob them, steal their money, beat them up.
She says if they're arrested along with a smuggler, they're held as a witness, often in harsh conditions.
They're detained at what's called the Reception Center for Foreigners, which is a place called Gazi Baba, which has been condemned by the UN Committee Against Torture and various other human rights bodies as inhuman and degrading in terms of the conditions there.
And they can be detained indefinitely.
They are detained until such time as the smuggler is brought to court. That can be, in some cases, over 6 months. They don't have any appeal. They don't have any access to a lawyer.
She says photos of the Macedonian detention center that were smuggled out show conditions are appalling.
There can be up to 400 people there detained at any one time, and there are two working showers in the men's section. Families are separated. Children are detained, not only children in families, but also unaccompanied minors.
Amnesty reports that migrants, refugees, and asylum seekers are regularly detained in Serbia, but many reach the northern town of Subotica, about 30 kilometers from the Hungarian border. Here is where they may make arrangements with smugglers to get them across the European Union border. While waiting, most find accommodation in an old and unused brick factory known as the jungle. There, they try to hide from police. Aid agencies have been providing food, clothing, and shoes there since 2011. The rights group says some refugees and migrants told them Serbian police pushed, slapped, kicked, and beat them at the border with Hungary. The Amnesty report does not go into detail about conditions in Hungary. However, it says those who claim asylum there are detained and fingerprinted. The Hungarian parliament has passed new laws tightening its asylum rules. The laws spell out how the government can erect a fence along the Serbian border. They can also make it easier to reject asylum claims. The UN and the Council of Europe have criticized the new laws. Jones says Amnesty is calling for legal and safe routes into Europe.
I was interviewing some Syrians and they said, why can't we apply at an embassy? Why do we have to be illegal? People are being criminalized by this journey. They're being arrested for being irregularly in the country. They are given no status. They may be detained in Serbia for being illegally in the country, even if they are asylum seekers, and that's actually against the Refugee Convention. So we're looking for measures that would not criminalize them.
She says it's a European problem. She says they arrive in Greece, an EU country, which is not able to deal with them, and they make their way to Hungary, another EU state.
We're also asking the EU to make sure that they support Serbia and Macedonia in developing an effective asylum system. So people who aren't really fussed about where they claim asylum would be able to claim asylum there. But essentially, it's not really a problem that Serbia and Macedonia can resolve on their own. It really needs to be looked at in the context of the whole migration policy of the EU.
Since Serbia wants to be an EU member state, Amnesty says it could be pressured to take action on establishing effective asylum. It adds, the increasing numbers of refugees and migrants taking the Western Balkans route can, in part, be attributed to measures taken by the EU to enhance controls at other land borders. A large number of people hope to make it to Germany or Sweden, where they have family or friends. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.